Hey everybody, I'm Clint, he is Daniel, and on today's episode of Locked On Bulldogs, we're going to take you behind the scenes of Clemson and Georgia home opener from last year on the way to the national championship. We're going to give you behind the curtain sneak peek of what happened to that game from our experience. A couple stories that you want to know right here on Locked On Bulldogs.
You are Locked On Bulldogs, your daily podcast on the Georgia Bulldogs. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, everybody? I am Daniel. He is Clint. Thanks for being here, joining the show. If you're listening on audio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, wherever, thank you for being here. Leave us a five-star rating and review. Tell a friend about the show. All those things are helpful for us. If you found us on YouTube, leave us a comment, subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit that thumbs up. All those things help us out a bunch. We're right in the off season, and so we've been promising this to you for a while. And
long time, Daniel.
I think it's a case. If I had to sum up the show, I would say, "Be careful what you wish for." That would probably be the subtitle of the show. Because
don't let him do this, Daniel. Daniel, part of being a college football fan is the fan experience, is the memories, is the travel, is the road trips, is going to these other venues, these other places against rivalries, we'll use air quotes at one point, and top teams again, because Clemson's no longer a top team. But this is what
do you remember before we get into the experience, and a lot of things happened on this trip. We met some of y'all, the listeners out there. We met Emily's boyfriend, whose name I do not recall, not interested in trying to recall it. But we met him. It's the first time that you and I met John Tweet Sports.
John Tweet Sports
was on this trip.
That's exactly right. We had no clue. Intern Michael. So look, there's a lot of fan experience.
A lot of things happen. Before we get into any of that, do you remember what N'Kobe Dean did to DJ Uiagalelei in this game?
I remember.
Do you remember though that this is the wild thing? If you just take yourself back, okay, Georgia fan, take yourself back to that Clemson game. I don't know if you were there or not, but you watched it. You remember. Yes. It was stressful as all get out, okay?
Literally, guys, we'll get to the story. I almost didn't make it back with this guy.
No, you almost, that was the last you almost ever saw me. But here's the crazy thing as you look back at a game like that, okay? The crazy thing is, you didn't know who this defense was.
Clueless.
You understand? Going into the game, you thought we have good players on defense. That was what you thought.
Which we did.
But then they did that to Clemson. But then even after you watched them do that, there was still this shroud of, what did I just see? That hung over the program for a while. And then we had UAB, and we had some garbage little opponents come through the schedule, and there was a question for weeks and weeks, are we really that good on defense? That game was clearly the beginning of something special, and that culminated in 5 first round draft picks off the defense, plus a bunch of other accolades. But yeah, all right, let's get into it, Clint. Let's talk about this Clemson game.
Here's where we're going to start. We're just going to do chronologically all the way through. We're going to start at the beginning of the game. We get to Clemson. The first place we go, we go get some nice whiskey, Daniel. Okay, let's just start the people off. Daniel and I are showing in a hotel room. We go get whiskey. And
go get a bottle.
We go get a bottle. We bring it back to the hotel room because this is really important. If you don't have this game plan, Daniel, when you research hotels, and many of you do this as you research hotels on road trips, what's the most important to you as you research hotel that you need to call and ask specific questions of the hotel?
You want to ask about the television situation. The
TV situation, because we planned. We had a whole game plan. We got on their VPN. We got on their protected network because we brought in
IT guy up to the room. We said, get the IT man up to the room right now.
We call him. We're like, hey, give us this password to get in here because I got an Apple TV. I want to get our stuff. I want to have recorded things for us to watch the games leading up to when we left. Daniel is opening the bottle that we bought.
You just keep talking. I'm just in honor. It wasn't this exact bottle.
Correct. But it was a double ride from High West. We get Tony up to the room. We say, Tony, get us this thing. And he has no clue. He has to call corporate. And corporate has to get us the password that we have to enter in to enable to get the TV.
We literally on the phone with Mr. Marriott. Trying to talk through what it looks like to get into the server room.
Here's the lesson of this, y'all. If you want something, just ask. The worst they could do is no. Daniel and I are famous for making ourselves look stupid in situations just by asking when everybody's like, oh, no, I can't do that. We're like, okay, tell me I won't, because I'll go ask Tony from IT to get up here and start rerouting his entire protected server.
He's running cables through the drop ceiling in the room. Like, he's out here. He's in a harness on the side of the building up a telephone pole running wire out our window.
And Daniel and I are looking at our phones like, hey, Tony, we got some time.
You need to bump this up. North Carolina's about to kick off. All right. So then we go to Chili's, Clint, after that. We met some of y'all wonderful people at Chili's.
We did.
Met John Tweet Sports, our other Daniel. Executive producer, intern Michael, all these things, great things happened at the Chili's. Among the things that Clint was saying that we just sometimes you just need to ask. We ask, hey, can we get a couple more people to come sit at this table with us? It seemed like an innocent request.
Like, we were busting out the seams. We were like, more people keep coming, more people. And we asked the server, hey, we're just going to pull up some chairs. And server just looks at us dumbfounded because they are short-staffed. It is down to about two servers for the entire restaurant. Tables are looking at us like we're insane. We keep on adding people.
You guys came to Chili's. It's on you. It's not our fault. We invited you to Chili's, but we didn't think you were going to come.
We thought it would be Daniel and I just sitting there just looking like fools, pretending to grab other people to do a Twitter pic. You know, to be like, let's fake that we have people here.
Justin be tweeting. That's on you.
Yeah. Long story short, we got kicked out of the Chili's, y'all. We were literally booted out of the Chili's. We asked, people left. We had people there. More people came. So it's the same about number, but different faces. And the manager from Chili's says, y'all need to leave because the people that were here at the beginning aren't the same ones that are still here now. And you're no longer the same table. And we said,
manager Comeover McGee comes over to the table and he's not having any of it. Like, this is all the power that this man has ever held in his entire life, being the assistant manager of a Chili's. And he's really feeling himself.
And we said, that doesn't make sense. We're still here. Daniel and I, and he goes, no, it's a different group. We need to seat other people. Long story short, I just finally asked him, I was like, you just want us gone because we're obnoxious and you're using any excuse in the world. He goes, yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh,
Emily's boyfriend. I blame Emily's boyfriend.
Freaking Clemson fan. We got booted out of the Chili's. We had to kick out on our way. We are never going back to a Chili's again to save our lives. It was fun meeting y'all. That was so much of a blast. So we have IT Tony, our hotel room set up. We're getting ready. We have the whiskey. We got kicked out of Chili's. We're back in the hotel and more to come right after this. All right, Daniel, the next day is game day.
I wake up vomiting. I just wake up to vomit. We try to watch game day. We try to watch college game day. Tim Tebow and Jordan Rodgers apparently were had a contest that day to see who could dress the most like a mannequin at the Gap. It was an outrageous morning in the hotel. No one could focus. No one could do anything. We had to drive somewhere so I could buy a pair of pants because I wasn't satisfied with any of my pants options that I was going to wear to the game.
When you are the South, when you're in humidity, when you need coverage, and you know what coverage I'm talking about, you got to feel good.
Let me just say, you can all thank me because I went and bought those pants, and then I wore them to that game, and then I wore them to the Arkansas game, And then I wore them to the national championship game, y'all. And so if you don't think I'm wearing those pants every day next season, you got another thing coming. We're rocking with those pants.
Pete. We're trying to get our game day prep ready. We are trying to meet the Smith boys. We're trying to watch some games. Daniel and I are nervous as all get out in the hotel room. We have no idea what's happening. We go down many times. Yeah. We go get breakfast and we go get food and we come back. At one point of the exchange, Daniel interacts with a Alabama fan whose significant other was a Clemson fan, I think is how this is going. And Daniel just on the elevator just says, "Hey, you know, excited for this weekend?" And lady just, I mean, Daniel and I are clearly, we're just making small talk.
I forgot about this.
Elevator has like her bag. She's got her Alabama. And Daniel just says, "Hey, big weekend, y'all. Like, hey, good luck, yada, yada, yada." And she basically says this. I'm going to paraphrase. She goes, "I'm not interested in you."
In no uncertain terms.
We're just making small talk in the elevator. Like, we're college football fans. We're here. You must be here with now your very significant other who's a Clemson fan. And she gets off the elevator. But this is the best part. Daniel had forgotten something down below and has to get back on the elevator the next time. He has to go back. Mm-hmm. And guess who's on the elevator?
Guess
when
who?
He comes back in.
Guess who? Real quiet ride. Headed down to the lobby. Real quiet ride. Headed down. I forgot all about that interaction. All right, so we go down. Next thing we do is head to the tailgate, Clint. Big time tailgate, which you want to talk about a spread. You want to talk about a tailgate situation.
I have never seen so much brown liquid in an asset, like a wealth asset. That whiskey table at that tailgate was a wealth asset for all y'all. That it was fantastic. Met a lot of good people there. Met a lot of other podcast hosts. Made some fast friends. It was a blast.
I was not well.
Though. No,
like you understand. Like
we did our social responsibility where we're walking around glad handing people, and then Dale and I find ourselves. I think it was actually this weird, weird thing where he and I individually sit down on a parking curb, you know, like those mm-hmm. barriers that stop your truck. And we sit down head in hand and we look over and it's the other one that's sitting there. And we're like, oh,
I'm over here just breathing into a bag. Like, I'm not interested in talking. I'm not interested in eating anything. I can't keep any liquids down. We met Colin came over. That's the first time you ever met, my buddy Colin. He came over, said hi to us at the tailgate. Lots of good time, but at this point, it's threat level midnight. We are zero dark 30, and all of the emotions are raging.
I think that we're about to watch our season tank in spectacular fashion. I've wasted time, energy, money, brain cells watching our season tank. And we look at M-Dubs, executive producer, intern M-Dubs, and we say, and they want to hang out and glad hand. They have tons of friends. They have a lot of friends. We have no friends. We have each other. The Smith brothers have a lot.
Have you met us?
Yeah.
Like nobody needs to know that, Clint.
But we don't have the tickets, Daniel.
No. And so we're at the mercy of the others.
And I look at M-Dubs and I'm basically give him this death go that says, I need in the stadium right now.
We're about to go find our seats.
So let's go.
We move to the stadium, and mercifully, that happens. Unbelievable seats. We're sitting on the 50-yard line, first row of the upper deck. Nice little breeze blowing through. Ooh. Everything is good. And for about, I would say, the entire pregame, until the Georgia team runs out on the field. I am feeling great. I don't know if I've ever said this to you before. I don't know if I've ever shared this to you, but I'm feeling pretty good. Not good about the game. I'm nervous about the outcome of the game, but just generally, I feel like a whole human being. But then the Georgia team runs out onto the field, and I yell, as one does, in celebration and applause of my Georgia Bulldogs. And I can literally feel something inside my brain break at that moment. And I think to myself, oh, I'm probably about to have a stroke and die right now in this very moment. And that feeling did not go away until about noon on Sunday. That was the moment.
That was the exact moment. We're going to come back after this and talk about the game and then the weirdest experience Dan and I have ever had in a fast food joint. But first,
stay for the Wendy's story.
Bet online is your sports book experts. Daniel let me know the other day that I can bet on Quidditch. Is that what you said I could bet on? No.
I said cricket.
Cricket. Oh, that's okay. They're the same thing in my mind. Whatever.
British people play both.
Cricket does not use flying brooms. Okay. BetOnline has all your sportsbook needs. Whatever you need, they have it. It's the only place that Daniel and I trust to wager our hard-earned cash on sports betting. Futures are coming out. If you can still get some races on the NL East, get on that. The Braves are getting hot. Max Fried, by the way, I got to give props to you. 3 years ago, you said Max Fried was your boy. Mike Soroka was mine. Turns out Max Fried is an ace upon ace upon ace. Get over to betonline.net. And they are the place for everything. Futures, season win totals, individual games, NBA playoffs, all the action that you desire that you want to get on, BetOnline has it for you. They're the official partner of Locked On Podcast and the official sportsbook of Locked On Bulldogs. That's betonline.net.
All right, so we know how the game turns out, Clint. Fantastic game. Exciting game. The
we
pick six.
We broke Dabo. We broke DJ. We broke Clemson. Everything about the game. We were able to see the facial expression and the emotional integrity of this team from way up where we were, and it was broken. We suffocated them in all aspects of the game. We dominated. I know, again, the score was low because we were feeling each other out, but, man, we dominated that game. It was
cool
so much
under
fun.
Pressure. College Game Day ran a 26-minute segment that morning on how DJ Uiagalelei's greatest attribute was that he is cool under pressure.
Unflappable, I think, is
and
the
word.
And
then he proceeded to lay down for 3.5 straight hours.
Yeah.
Just lay it down.
So then Daniel, this whole entire time, he is in such a brain has snapped, I'm not well. He is begging random strangers that are passing him, going to the concession stand, to bring him back water. He is literally
guys, I need
water. Who's going to get me water? Okay. He is a shell of a man. He is looking straight forward. Talking about Max Fried. It looks like Max Fried in that World Series game that Soler hit the home run. He is just a psycho staring straight ahead, dead inside. End of the game hits, and I look over, and you are just a noodle about to collapse.
I'm dead behind the eyes. You understand? Yeah. Like it, I'm out of body, right? Like at this point, I've been able to celebrate the win, but I am not all present. And I have one thought in my mind.
Yeah.
And that thought is, I have got to put some calories in my body.
So we walk ourselves out.
Need food.
The Smith boys and us are having one heck of a time walking out of the stadium. Two stories to wrap this podcast up. One, we see a woman in Georgia gear. She has a Georgia shirt on, and she has two children. Her hands on two children.
Oh, I forgot about this woman too. I forgot about this woman.
And the children are walking in Clemson gear. Okay. So, and we all look at her like, oh, this is weird. A Georgia mom with two children in Clemson gear. What's going on? And she mouths the words for us. I'm going to mouth it, but I'm going to cover on. And she just goes, what the? And she says that to us, but she doesn't say it out loud because behind her is her brooding Clemson husband who is so pissed. Now, we all pass her. We're celebrating. We're high-fiving people. We're yelling. We're doing dog barks, the whole entire thing. And we erupt in laughter at this woman.
If you had seen the look on this guy's face, it was everything that I needed in that moment. This guy's misery, I was ingesting it. It was fueling me as I walked to the car.
We laugh, and he turns around thinking that we're making fun of his wife and him, and he gives us the double birds.
Because we are making fun of him,
not his wife.
We are. Him. Nope, she seemed lovely.
She was fine. We then get in the car. Daniel and I are in the rental car, and he looks at me and goes, Clint, I need food. Get me to food. Now, I'm going to tell you, Daniel, is the place that – will we ever visit that city again outside of a football game?
Charlotte? No, I can't say it's on the top of my list of places.
Charlotte, I'll never visit again in my entire life. We try to go to 3 fast food restaurants. There is nary a employee to be found. We find our way to a Wendy's in which we sit in the Wendy's drive-thru, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this next statement, for 1 hour and 26 minutes in a Wendy's drive-thru. And we tried McDonald's. We tried Taco Bell. The lines were longer. Okay? We are in line. There is a feral cat who is meowing incessantly.
Yep, I do remember the cat.
Daniel is noodled in the seat next to me. I am like basically rubbing him, being like, "We're gonna make it, man. Like stick with me, brother. We're gonna make it." Daniel's like, "I don't think I can make it. Give me, Killin. I need food. I need food. I need food." We get to the window to make the order, Daniel.
Not the machine. You can't talk into the box or whatever.
We tried the box.
Nobody's answering the box.
I said, "Excuse me, is anybody there?" Silence. I say, "Excuse me again," as there are cars in front of me, the feral cat off to the side. There are gunshots in the distance. Daniel might be dead. I don't know. I'm talking into the box saying, "Is anybody there?" Finally, after a while, the employee goes, "You'll have to wait till you get the window." I go, "Oh,
great. Oh, that's how we're doing it."
Hour 26 minutes, we get up to the window. Daniel and I ask for very simple things. A hamburger, a chicken nuggets.
Whatever you have, that's what I want. Whatever food is in there, I want it.
Now at this point, hour and a half, so many people. Daniel and I are so mad. We're so upset. We might be a little short. Daniel's almost dead in the side. Fire engines are in the background. Tornado is coming in. Gunshots blazing. We might be a little short. And I start asking for things that I think are typical when you get food, like your food.
Oh, there it is.
And employee ain't having it.
I've never seen a person want to be anywhere less than this gal wanted to be working the drive-thru at Wendy's. Now, to be fair, working the drive-thru at Wendy's at 1:30 in the morning on a Saturday in Charlotte.
Not great.
Is not great. But the disdain that this woman had for her situation in life was only rivaled by my desire to get and consume food. And so we were at a real standoff at the drive-thru window. And I legitimately thought that there was a moment when she was either going to tell us to go to hell and leave without any food. Or she was going to pull out a gun from the other side of the window and it was going to be a much worse situation than that. Fortunately, cooler heads prevailed.
Thankfully so. Daniel and I finally get our food. We race back to the hotel. We have to wake up the next morning, get on our flights. He and I get through security. We don't talk two words to each other the entire time because we are just... There's nothing to be said. We get on our planes, and I think the only thing we say to each other, like it was a scene out of Ocean's 13 at the end. Like there's no goodbye. There's just like, well, see, yep. We're gone, and we go our separate ways. Clemson was a fantastic. It was a beginning of a monumental season. It was so much fun. I hope you remember where you were week one at that game. If you were there with us, we'll be traveling again this year, Daniel, for sure. We'll be making more memories.
I'll tell you this, we will not be going to a Chili's. We are not welcome in that establishment. They have a very
really
strict
because our
policy.
Our photo is on the wall.
Is on the wall, and we will not be welcomed in that establishment. No. So we're going to Applebee's. We're going to be eating good in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll let you know where and when we're going to be. We hope to see y'all there. We will be back all week with lots of stuff about the University of Georgia Bulldogs, and we will see you guys then.
See ya.